Hello, big brother. I've been waiting for you, all alone and sitting on your bed. Did that shower help you cool down after I got you so hot? I made your bed while I waited. There's clean sheets on here that I took straight from the dryer. Then I tucked them in really hard because I know how much you'd like sliding into warm, tight sheets. Well, anyhow, Mom sent me up here to apologize. You know, for my behavior during and after dinner, the teasing and stuff like that. But what fun is it being brother and sister if you can't tease each other? You've teased me when I was younger, but as I got older, I became the one who teased my big brother. It just might have taken on a sexual nature recently. You might have noticed. But to be fair, it's not really teasing if I'm prepared to have sex with you. There I go again. I really don't know what Mom was thinking when she sent me up here. Did she think I was gonna stop? Since when have I listened to her? Besides, this is so much fun. But the really irresponsible part was having me come up here and be alone with you after I so successfully worked you up into a sexual frenzy. Putting a horny and very frustrated big brother alone with a significantly smaller and incredibly cute little sister is so irresponsible of her. It's like she wants me to lose my virginity in an incestual and probably non-consensual way. That's the funny part. It doesn't really give me any kind of incentive to stop. I guess, maybe I kind of like the idea of my brother throwing me down on his bed and ravaging my poor little body. It could be that all of this teasing is a pretense for getting you to do to me what I couldn't seriously ask for. Or maybe I just get off pushing your buttons. And then going back to my room and playing with my little button. Well, it's not much of a button. My clit is too small to be considered a button. My nipples are bigger, but I don't know if they qualify as buttons either. Maybe kind of pencil erasery, both in color and in shape, especially when I think about you, big brother. Oh, God. I'm awful, aren't I? I must be the world's worst little sister. Although, I could very easily become the world's best if you play your cards right. Or there's the entire holding me down and taking me thing. That's always an option, just to be clear. I think I've gotten Mom to the point where she'd walk in on you ravishing me and she'd just say, "I told you so." In fact, I think she may have said something earlier to me about not coming running to her if my big brother rapes and impregnates me. I'm pretty sure I'd get pregnant if we did it. You might have noticed that my teasing kind of follows a monthly pattern. I've plotted it out. I could even show you my work, but it seems like I feel the need to tease you the most when I'm at my most fertile. Maybe it's hormonal. As a submissive female, I have a natural desire to breed myself with the nearest dominant male, even if that dominant male is my brother. And even if that dominant male hasn't yet taken what I keep dangling in front of him. Speaking of in front of him, do you like the dress I picked up for you? It's my cutest thing I have. Mom won't let me buy anything as slutty as I'd like, especially for wearing around my big brother. But it's adorable and short, just like me. It took me about a half an hour to decide on this dress, but picking what underwear to put on was easy. I just decided to skip that part. Don't believe me? There's a reason I was sitting with my legs crossed so prettily, and it's not just because I'm a proper little lady. If I uncross them, though, and pull the hem of my dress up a little, then you can see I'm not wearing any panties. Heck, I don't even have any hair down there. I guess I didn't even want my natural little peach fuzz to get in the way of my brother's skin pressing against mine. It's pretty much the same reason I don't want you to wear a condom when we inevitably have hot incest sex. That way, you can feel every detail of my tight little pussy, and there will be nothing stopping your hot, creamy cum from filling my little jailbait womb. Except, just to be clear, there wouldn't be any jail. I'd never tell. I still adore you as a brother, despite how I behave around you. Or maybe that's why I behave the way I do. And even if you did force me, I'd probably go all Stockholm Syndrome on you anyway. And Mom? Mom's given up on me at this point. She'd probably think a baby might teach me some good responsibility. Or my big brother could teach me. Not about responsibility so much, I guess. But you could teach me not to tease you. Not to say naughty things to you or show you my cute little pussy. Teach me how to be fucked and give pleasure to a man. So, do you try to slip into something warm and tight and wet? I'm not talking about your bed. Especially with that warm part, because that'd be a little yucky if your bed was actually wet. But not if I am, of course. Because me being wet just makes it easier to put yourself into me. All while we lie in your warm bed, gradually making both the bed and me less tight. If the bed gets wet from the sweat and our copious and probably delicious love fluids, then that part wouldn't be so bad. I'd even change your sheets again before I left the room. I really don't want to ruin this dress either, so I'll just take that off as I sit here. You've already seen my pussy. Now you'll be able to see that I wasn't lying about my nipples either. Of course, you've seen glimpses of me naked before. I started leaving the bedroom door open progressively wider while I was changing clothing for a while. And I pretty much never close the bathroom door at all when I shower. At least, when I know you're around. I know you started off not really thinking of me as anything other than your little sister. But when I started to get breasts, you couldn't help but stare at my cleavage sometimes. I don't think you've even realized what you were doing. But I worked with that. And I trained you to want more by teasing you. And putting all kinds of naughty ideas into your head. Now, I think I have you to the point where you actively want to look. And you are. Because you're standing there, staring at your little sister's naked body. You're just wearing a towel yourself, so you're not much more dressed than I am. It's not like that towel is hiding the fact that I've been making you harder and harder. I've become better at doing that recently. But it can be difficult to see when you're not standing up with just a damn towel wrapped around you. You can do more than watch, though. Far, far more. Seeing me naked is one thing, but you could actually fuck me. Or maybe this is all part of the tease. And I've just needed to raise the stakes to keep you interested. You might take off that towel, and then I'll start laughing at you and your perverseness. Or maybe I'll let you get closer. Like in this bed with me. Or even on top of me. Before I start laughing and maybe slap you and run away. But don't you kind of want to see how far I let this go? As excited as I've gotten you, do you want to take the chance I'm not going to let you go all the way with me like I said? I'm so worked up myself from the teasing that maybe my judgment isn't all it should be. Or maybe I'll wait too long. I'll let you get on top of me until you know. I try to push you off me and slip out from under you, but you're too strong and I've pushed you too far. And you take only what I was pretending to offer. I'm still so incredibly turned on from all of this that I couldn't help but enjoy it, I think. And as I've said, Mom's beyond caring at this point. She and I would just accept the fact that I'd gone from your tormentor to your sex toy. So, why don't you take the towel off? If you just walk away or send me out of your room, I'll just pick up these teasings in the morning. You know that. Maybe I'll never let you get as close as you have tonight. This could be the only chance you have to fuck your little sister and call her out on her teasing. If nothing else, you've been holding out that towel for a while now. It's small. And you're big. And parts of you are getting bigger. It could accidentally slip, like mine has on a couple occasions. Oops! What a clumsy big brother you are. Now your little sister can see your big, hard cock. But I'm not laughing at you being naked. And I'm not scared of that thing. Well, not too much at least. I'm not running away or calling Mom. So, why don't you come over here and see just how far you can get with your baby sister? There's nothing wrong with you walking towards where I am. I'm just sitting on your bed. And it's getting close to bedtime. It's not your fault that I'm naked. Maybe you're just ignoring me and my teasing, just like Mom always tells you to do. You can just ignore me as you get closer to the bed, and I go from sitting on top of it to lying on my back. I think being like this makes my breasts even cuter, don't you think? Well, don't just stand there. Get on top of me. Or at least try. You know I'm quick. Maybe I'll roll away at the last second and then dodge away from you and then run back to my room. Let's find out, okay? Strange. I didn't move at all as you got on top of me. Unless you count just a little quiver of my nubile young body. But it's not like I'm trying to run. And now that you're on top of me, my escape options are greatly limited. So, are you gonna try to put it in? Maybe you're thinking I'm bluffing, and that I'll scream if you try. Maybe you think Mom will hear or even care if I do. Or maybe you think I'm too young or too small for something like that. But that's the best part of seducing your big brother. Even when he's fucking you, he's still your big brother. And he's gonna be so careful. So what better boy to lose my virginity to? Or it could just be that I'm so horny right now that I'm letting what I'm supposed to be some epic teasing into something I never planned on. Who knows? Maybe my teasing has just been my real cover for real romantic feelings for you. Does any of that matter when my pussy is right there? Right in front of your cock? Here, I'll even open my legs a little more for you and wrap my arms around your back. Oh, you're going for it, aren't you? You're so nervous as you put your cock against me. You know this is wrong, but you can't stop. That was how I was with the teasing. Or you might be thinking that even now, as the head of your cock presses more insistently at my pussy, that I might try to stop your protest. But I'm not, so here's your chance. Fuck me. Fuck your teasing little sister and take her virginity. You know you want to do it. I made sure of that. It's starting to go in. I'm running out of time if I'm just teasing, and now that you're right here, this is my last chance if I want to preserve my virginity. Not that I could really do anything to stop you if you didn't want to. But I kind of want to get fucked now, at least if it's by you. Let's do something really bad together and really stupid. Let's have incest. Oh my god. Oh god, you did it. I wasn't sure you'd go through with it. Or me either, really, but You took my virginity and slowly drove that cock all the way into me, and I let you, with nothing more than some tenseness in the arching of my back as you did so. What are you looking at me for? For direction? Do I look like I know what I'm doing? I've obviously never done this before, and you're the older one. You're the boy. Just do what feels right. Just do me. Yeah. That'll work first. Just slide in and out of me gently. Another boy who wasn't related to me might have just started pounding into me, but not my big brother. Even with all the sexual frustration I've created into you, you're still holding back because it's your little sister you're fucking right now. It's true what I said earlier. This was supposed to be just more teasing, but things just kind of got out of control and now we're doing it. I kind of knew it would end up into sex at some point, even if I didn't want to admit it. But Mom sitting me up here put me in a special mood, and then I just kind of went with the moment. And I'm still kind of going with it because it feels surprisingly good to have your cock inside me moving faster and faster. I wasn't lying about the fertility thing. I may have been using it to tease you, or the part about wanting to get pregnant by you, but why not? Tonight is so full of bad ideas being made real and poor choices on both of our parts, so why stop now? You don't want to pull out, do you? You want to come inside of me and feel your sister's pussy with your sperm. Neither of us cares if you're going to get me pregnant right now. Okay, that's not true. Right now, I want to get pregnant. I think I've teased you about some things for so long I start to believe them. Or maybe I teased you about them because it was an excuse for me to think about them. But right now, the idea of coming in me and getting me pregnant makes me so turned on. I'm gonna come so much harder than I ever did after a night full of teasing you and playing with myself afterwards. Maybe my quivering orgasms will help milk all of your cum into my womb. And make sure I get pregnant. Oh, and I want that so bad right now. Please come in me. I want you to come in me, and I want you to fuck me while I'm pregnant. Yes, it's a bad idea, but I'm a bad girl, and I'll be a good mom, and an even better girlfriend to you. Just make me come and make me pregnant, and your little sister will be your adoring little slut forever. Please. Virginity lost. Check. World's biggest orgasm. Check. Pregnant with my brother's incestual baby. I guess time will tell, but I'm thinking that's probably a big check there. But if not, we can just keep trying. Night after night and day after day. I mean, it's not like I can tease you anymore after letting you fuck me. So I'll just have to keep fucking you and keeping things interesting. Now, should I change your sheets as I promised? Or should we keep fucking until we collapse and fall asleep in each other's arms? Yeah, I thought you'd pick the second option.